flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, a tremendous good morning to you on this Football Friday. Getting ready for the Eagles in Washington. NFC Championship game Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll get to our NFL picks for the final two games prior to the Super Bowl coming up shortly. I'm a half a game behind John, so I need to win. By the way, I've sent my picks for this week to James and Rhea and Devin. So the three of you can see who I'm picking. So John will pick first. I'll then make my selection. There will be no chicanery. Is that the
chicanery
way?
Chicanery.
Yes. I won't change. I won't change my pick because John says A and then I say B.
Such an underused word.
It is.
It's a fun word.
It's a fun word. It's like debauchery. You know, yeah. it's different meaning. All right. So, good morning to you. So
we'll have them both going on at once. It's considered
sometimes
a good Friday night.
Oh, let me tell you something. We're a good overnight. All right. 215-592-9494. So our pick soon. Drop of the week as well. Let's get to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend. Looking forward to the weekend up ahead. Brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows' big winter sale through the month of January, which obviously is, you know, one more week. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. Well, the weekend obviously will be defined by football. And from our standpoint, primarily, of course, the Eagles in Washington. We all get that. But the other game's very appealing and enticing as well. And then the Sixers play, the Flyers play, all the usual winter stuff, college basketball and all that. Let's get to something Dan Quinn said. So that's got to do in window of the weekend. Dan Quinn talked, I think this was 2 days ago, his mindset as Washington's coach, not so much about this game, but bigger picture as he took over Washington. And let's be real, he has done a very good job, very good job. His mindset, he's looking actually back to week one when in Washington, I guess they lost the first game of the season. I don't even remember. But here is Dan Quinn, big picture on running Washington.
Did we feel dismissed or put off? Yeah, of course some. I think that happened in the opening game. I felt dismissive. Hey, man, hang in there. It's going to be a long time. I was like, hey, F you. You know, like, that's not how it's going to go down. And I was upset. But it wasn't disrespect. It was dismissiveness. And I felt some kind of way, but it didn't motivate me more to say, that's how they think of us. It wasn't disrespect. It was, we're going to be a lot better than what we just showed today.
And they have, John.
How is that a high-pitched voice?
Well, it's not what I expected. I'm joking when I say high-pitched. I expect it.
He sounds like a tough guy.
No,
he sounds like an inspiring guy.
He doesn't sound like a football coach.
I think
Vic Fangio sounds like a football. No.
Vic Fangio does sound more like a football coach.
Vic Fangio sounds like the guy who's selling me insurance on a Thursday afternoon.
This is just a regular guy and bald guy, backwards hat, all that dorkish thing.
He sounds like
Devin. Are the bald listeners mad at me?
Out of Pete Carroll's book.
I think bald Eagles fans will forgive you for
this one. I mean,
in the name of the Eagles, for the sake of the Eagles.
Yeah. Just trying to, you know, fire it up a little bit.
Only in times like this.
Borgata, our home base on Friday. The show always presented by Borgata. Our pick soon, drop of the week as well. Keith in Northeast Philly. What's going on, Keith?
Yo, guys. Morning.
What's up, Keith?
Good morning.
I'm ready, man. I'm not, you know what? I'm not worried about missing a center. You know, if Joe DeCamera can drive all the way from Atlantic City, come here not eating any food, and still win beat the Hammer and go 5-for-5. He's a true warrior and the true fullback.
Come on.
Of the
hold up.
Did he just say the true fullback of this show?
No. It's heresy right there.
I can't allow that.
You can take that. The fullback. Fullback is not a dignified position any longer. You're right. He is the fullback.
He is the dinosaur.
I was the scat back.
No longer matters.
Hey, Keith, I got here fast. I was the scat back. I had the speed.
I was the way in. You did get here really speedy.
I had to try.
Yeah. Hey, enjoy your break with a little, get paid for speed traps.
Get paid for what?
Pass the speed traps.
Speed traps.
Not last night.
Last night I got a ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I got to take it last night. Well, I said it probably when you were in the walking through the garage.
Okay.
So the irony is, I did not get a ticket coming back of 5,000 miles an hour today.
That's stunning.
But I got one. But I got one last night.
So they nailed you with the ticket. You didn't get out of it.
Yeah. No. But the guy said this won't cost you points. It's like a citation or something.
Oh, you got a warning. You got a warning.
Yeah. So, but he's. I got to pay like a $50 fine.
Yeah. So it won't go against your insurance.
Phony baloney. I'm good.
That's
Did you get in the caravan this morning? Because I did.
What's the caravan?
I got with like five other cars that were. Going at a good clip, and I said, all right, I got right in the middle of it.
That helps you. That helps you a lot. All right, Keith, so you're pumped up, ready to go here, my man?
Well, Dude, like, seriously, with you know, like you said, rookie quarterbacks are 0-6 in this, you know, championship game. Hmm. Like, yeah, I understand. You're like, you know, a 6 seed, and they're a number 6 seed. Have to go on the road 3 straight games? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
He's not doing it here.
And well, that's only happened 4 times ever.
That a team
that a team has won 3 straight road games to go to the Super Bowl 4 times.
So the Giants are at least one.
Giants have won. They were actually a home game. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers, one of them is the 05 Steelers.
Okay.
And I can't remember off the top of my head who the other one was, but there were only 4. Oh, it was, I believe it was, I'll look it up, but there are only 4 ever.
All right, Keith, give me an answer for the best 3 or 3rd ever.
I'm going to go with Earth, the third planet from the sun.
Wow, that's a big answer.
Nice one.
That's really creative. I like that answer quite a bit.
Patriots was the other.
I wonder what year that would be.
I believe the first time they won it. Oh, no, 85 is the first time.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Nice pull. Mike Angelina coming in hot.
Deep cut. Patriots beating, I think, the Jets in the AFC Championship. I think
getting
the Jets.
Whooped in the Super Bowl.
Yes, they did. All right, speaking of getting whooped, no one is getting whooped in our picks, but John is in the lead. So, last week, I needed some kind of surge. I got a mini surge. I went 2-1. John went 1-2. So we enter with 3 games to go in the season, 2 picks this week here. I am 1/2 of a game behind John.
Never been this close this late, I don't think.
I don't think either. John is 29-27-1. I am 29-28. So it's really close. With that said, let's do our picks for the conference title rounds.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, I have submitted my picks to Devin, Seltzer, and Rhea. No chicanery. John Ritchie, the first pick, of course, first game is the Eagles hosting Washington. Birds, a 6.5-point favorite. What do you got?
Yeah, I think that line's too big. I mean, I've grappled with this. Last week, I think it was the same line, and they ended up sitting there at 6. And I feel like, man, it's going to be a battle back and forth. Our kicker being as inconsistent as he is, I don't have faith that we'll make every kick. So it feels like some of that number is going to be shaved off. That 6.5. I think we win this game by 6 or 5 or something like that. So I got to go. I got to go Washington Commanders on this one.
All right, so I have the same pick for the same reason plus another reason.
You thought John was going to go the other way.
I thought John was going to take the
Eagles. John just outflanked you.
Yeah, so, but I think his point actually is reasonable. If I was betting my life on it, I would pick it to be a close game.
You would pick the Eagles' money line. Go that way.
So, but, you know, of course, we're both picking the Eagles to win the game.
I think there's a real chance that they win this going away, that they win it handily. There's a real chance for that.
I
can't bank on it anymore.
I don't buy that.
The kicker problem is real.
I know.
The offensive line situation, I just can't in good conscience say, hey, we're going to blow them out.
No, they're not going to blow them out. They might win by 11 or 12 with that touchdown that puts them up by more than 2 scores with 2 minutes left. They specialize in that. Mm-hmm. But they don't specialize in blowing teams out. All right. John, 2 more games left, 1 more for this week.
Yeah.
What do you got for the next game?
I think the Buffalo Bills do this thing. I can't believe the Bills are getting 1.5. I know that it's in Arrowhead, but, man, the Bills are better. The Bills beat them earlier this season. It just feels like they're going to add offensive linemen. The Bills are going to add an offensive lineman. They're going to have 6 offensive linemen out there, and they're going to run the football, which I really appreciate. I really enjoy watching that.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City, it feels like it's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce versus everybody. And I think the Bills are a better team. I think it's finally their year, even though it's in Kansas City. I think the Bills win this thing.
So I got KC.
He's alive.
I'm alive. I think Buffalo might be a better team, but home field advantage to me is still a big deal. And, you know, 80,000.
And the cleats. You know, Travis has the new cleats.
New cleats. So exactly right. I got KC minus a point and a half. It really is a tremendous showdown game there in the AFC. All right. So those are our picks. We'll see what happens on Sunday. All right, drop of the week. We have some fun every Friday around this time.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski?
Of the week.
Whoa, did it fall? Yourself, buddy, right there. All right, drop of the week. Some of the poignant, some of the funny, some of the crazy that has happened on our program over the last 5 days. James Seltzer, what are we looking at?
Let's dive right in. Our guy Seth Joyner making some waves down in Washington as this audio made its way down there. Seth Joyner not giving Washington a chance on Sunday. Got you, Seth.
That's so good. Well, I don't think he's right, but he said it. Two things went down there. What he said and what Jason Kelce said yesterday.
Oh, Jason was backtracking all over the place.
Yeah, because Jason on social media yesterday was like, well,
I wasn't talking about the quarterbacks. I was talking about every other position.
But
wink,
anyway.
Wink, nod, nod.
So some of that stuff made its way to, and perhaps Washington's, you know, bulletin board in the coach's, you know, speech to the players. Who knows? But anyway, yes, what Seth said is notable.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Speaking of former players, Brandon Graham on the show. Leaving the door open. You asked him about the Super Bowl if they make it.
Here's I was kind of asking him about both games.
Yeah, you were. But okay. I think the Super Bowl door more open. Here's what it sounded like. He's playing in the Super Bowl, is my take on that.
I've thought it all along.
Yep. All right, let's keep it rolling. Another former player, Mike Quick, his reaction to you talking about some NFC Championship game information. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love
good.
The deadpan, like, that's my reaction.
Yeah, that's solid, man.
Nailed it. So that's good. Solid. All right, we got another.
I've been to four conference championship games in my life.
Sure.
My teams were in four.
You were in great teams.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just now processing that. That really is that's good.
Well,
you're
kind of like Jalen. Your teammates pulled you along.
Two of four.
Yep. Yeah,
I know. Oh, no. Did I just say that?
Well, that's kind of how it works for everyone.
I don't think I've ever heard John talk about his career more positively than what we just heard.
Like,
that's good.
It is pretty good. It feels pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Sweet.
Do you know that Jalen
championships?
Jalen Hurts was born after Dallas was in their last NFC
that's
championship
wild.
Game.
Yeah,
both Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's keep it rolling. Another former player, Jason Kelce, came this close to cursing.
That's good, man.
So it feels good. The same way.
I like it.
It's very difficult to deal with. And sometimes they would go off campus. When we were practicing, I don't know that it was the case here. I don't think David Akers was doing that.
Yep.
But I've seen kickers and punters leave to go golf.
Yeah.
While we're practicing.
No,
I've never understood the hatred or the disrespect. I get it now.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Ben Davis, a hilarious line about the Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that in February when the stuff's over because it's annoying.
Two more to get to. There was a million amazing things that Josh Harris, a.k.a. Leighton, our caller, said yesterday. Here's just a little taste, particularly with Kelce's reaction to it.
This guy's good.
Like, Kelsey's dying laughing there. It's so good.
He was.
Yeah, it was great. All right, one more.
That ain't going to win, though.
No, we have a winner. It's right now. This is the winner. Let's play it. So to set it up, Ava Graham, we got a life advice question from Ava Graham's husband, Bill, about whether trying to help convince her to name their dog Bill, a.k.a. Little Bill, a.k.a. something else. This is what happened.
It was astounding. It was astounding.
It just kept
it's
happening.
It's even funnier
it was like
on
more
replay.
And more.
Yeah.
I know.
It was just, it didn't stop.
It was so good.
It got deeper. I mean, she really did keep going.
Yeah, it's
further.
I don't know.
I had to edit at some point.
Oh, did you really?
It got even.
You had to take some stuff out?
No, yeah. No. I mean, like, I just had to pick a point to stop. Oh, yeah. Okay. It kept going. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, Ava, we love you.
Happy John Ritchie took it to a very risque level.
Oh, happy birthday again to Ava. All right. With that said, that obviously wins. And we'll have a chance to, you know, it's not going to win probably drop of the year, but it's got a shot. It's probably our leader in the clubhouse for drop of the year so far.
Oh, it's in the running.
Yeah, it's a solid. It's solid. It got out of control.
Does Bill live down the Little Willie reference?
Well,
at least in Joe's
mind. I mean, I'm going to call him Little Willie when I see him. It is what it is.
Live down Little Willie.
We had one guy in my high school. The rumor went around, and everyone would pass him in the hallway and just put a thumbs up.
Hold on.
Thumbs up.
See, that's the thing.
Thumbs up.
There's uncertainty.
It was really unfortunate for that guy.
That's what's so crazy to me. There's uncertainty in your life on this front.
Thumbs up.
There's no uncertainty in the locker room. The thing. There's no secrets. That's what you needed. You needed people to just let go and be unsecretive about this.
Do you need this. That? Okay. I don't know.
Joe needs that.
I need that.
I think you want that.
I think
in a perfect world, that would answer a lot of questions.
So you're basically saying Joe needs to be in a locker room with a bunch of...
Yes.
Naked men.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it would.
Okay.
That's a twist.
With John Ritchie.
That's a twist on the matter. All right. So that's drop of the week. Let's go to the phones and get to Lawrence right now. Lawrence, good morning, pal.
Yo, good morning, guys.
What's up?
You is a genius, man.
I'm a genius,
Rob. All right, let's relax.
I appreciate that.
You are, man.
Thank you. Why?
In what regard?
Because it beat the hammer, man. I'll be 64 next month, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember a lot of stuff. I can't remember my grandkids' names.
Oh, man.
Lawrence, I appreciate your kind words, sir. Thank you.
Anyway, man, look, I think of this like James and you should go against each other. And Rhea and Johnny should give you, they should come up with some trivia questions so y'all go against each other.
Yeah, that's a possibility. We kind of like
Joe versus Jimmy, huh?
Yeah, we like the audience to have a chance to win prizes and all that good stuff.
Oh, man. But that's the thing, though, man. The content, man, that you guys go against you. I know you won't do that. But anyway, I have the three little bears,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Ooh. Eagles will win this game. Bold prediction, 34-16. All three phases of the game will be played out at the Lincoln Financial Field.
I love it. Well, that's
all
where the game
phases.
Is.
All right. So we're going to have success on some returns, too, I hope.
All right, Lawrence, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the call. Wonderful stuff. By the way, let's give you a chance right now. We'd said earlier that knit hat, we were going to give it later away in the show. So right now we're going to take the fifth caller for the knit hat on the contest line. Contest line, you can win that Eagles knit hat, 215-988-1258. Caller 5, contest line, 215-988-1258. You'll win the knit hat, which was part of Beat the Hammer from earlier today. All right,
the skull cap? You call it a skull cap?
It might be.
Do you call a knit cap a skull cap?
No.
Hmm.
I'm not tough and cool.
I mean,
like that.
I don't know. Maybe that's not, it's not tough and cool. It's just a.
I think skull cap. I think cool and tough.
Skull cap sounds mean?
You know what Canadians call it?
What?
A
no.
toque.
A what?
A toque. Like T-O-Q-U-E,
A toque?
Yeah,
wow.
It's like a Canadian thing.
Don't know that one.
Don't know that either.
Fun facts.
Well, we were looking for hype calls for Time's Yours today. Hopefully we got a good batch up ahead. Time's Yours in about 10 minutes. All right, Eagles in Washington on Sunday. Devin, are you confident in the Eagles?
I am confident. I'm very confident, which is weird because I haven't felt super confident yet this postseason. But, I mean, you look back to the Eagles' opponents, and it's crazy that this is the NFC Championship game. And in my opinion, this is their easiest opponent yet of the playoffs. And I don't want to jinx it by saying that. That's why I tend to, you know, reel in my confidence when it comes to the Birds. But I just think that they're the better team.
Well, it is notable to get to the Super Bowl if they do. They won't have played a what you'd call a truly great team. It's a strange path.
How about the Ravens?
No, I mean in these three games.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll play a great team in the Super Bowl.
Well, for sure. I would call these three teams very similar.
Similar levels of good.
I thought Green Bay was probably the best going in, but Jaden Daniels is now so much better than I guess I even realized. Maybe this is the best of the three, but they're not. It's not the case here.
This commodes team feels like
the
hot team. Yes, the hot team that's like the Giants, the years that they went and won the whole shebang.
Yeah.
The team that, you know, they were medium in the regular season, but they discovered something. They hit their stride at the right time late in the season. It does feel like they're the hot group, and that's tricky. We're going to have to, you know, show them where they belong, which is, you know, a rung below us.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask this question. Does anyone here expect the Eagles to win comfortably? And let me make one caveat before. Comfortably to me doesn't mean they win by 10 or 11 with a fourth quarter touchdown with 3 minutes to go. I mean that they control the game throughout and are up by two touchdowns most of the game. I don't expect that.
Well, they haven't done it.
No.
I don't either. I think they could, for sure.
But I'm not expecting it.
I'm not either.
I'm expecting like a win by a touchdown, like a 7-point victory or something.
I mean, that's
like
their formula. They win. They either get that final fourth quarter touchdown that puts them up like over the point spread, or they don't. But it's always hanging in the balance with 5 minutes to go. Always. It's weird. For a great team, it's a little strange. All right, let's get to Eric in Mount Laurel. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing? Glad you guys made it in from the Borgata.
Sure, it's our pleasure.
Thanks, Eric.
So, I agree that I feel confident. And when at the beginning of the playoffs, we all thought this was going to be a hard trip to the championship. And it seems like it's been the path of least resistance.
Look, it could have been Minnesota, who could have been truly special in the second round. And it could have been Detroit, who could have been and probably were truly special in the conference round. It could have been very hard.
Absolutely. And now we get lucky and have some upsets. And now we just have to handle our business at home and do what we should do.
Yeah.
Hopefully dismantle this team. As we would have done in both games that we played them, aside from Hurts getting injured and we almost beat them, aside from a Devontae Smith drop.
You're right.
So I have a famous or a good third for you.
Sure.
It's probably the best third baseman in all of baseball, our own Mike Schmidt.
Love it. Schmitty, good answer
Great answer.
Who also sometimes would bat third, sometimes fourth, sometimes third. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Check out Armand's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at armandchevy.com. That's armandchevy.com. Together, let's drive. So two different poll questions today. The simple one. That we know the Eagles are going to win this poll going away. Who wins Sunday, Eagles or Washington? John, how do you think the votes came in on this one?
89% Eagles.
88. Little lower than I would have thought.
Which makes sense. We just went around the room and said we think it's going to be a close game.
Maybe some Washington folks
voted.
That's
true, too. Yeah, I mean, look, the Washington Twitter has been all up in our business this week.
I mean, one Washington radio station could get their people to vote on this, it can start getting thousands of votes that way. So I'm a little surprised it's not in the 90 percentile, you know. But anyway, 88 is still high. All right. Second poll question. Will the Eagles show Josh Harris on the Jumbotron, as we would like as Eagles fans, during the game Sunday? And let me put one caveat on this one. You can only do it if the Eagles are leading. Where it's tied. You can't, and what I mean is you can't show Josh Harris with Washington in the lead.
No.
Because then that's not fun for Eagles fans. It's got to be fun in that we want to boo, but we want to boo with the Eagles, him, either with the Eagles leading or the game's tied early not like, hey, Washington's up by 10.
Somebody on the poll had a good thing when the Eagles are in victory formation.
Well, that would be something. That guy ain't going to show his mug at that point.
That would be
amazing. All right,
yeah, he's going to be gone by that if that happens.
Let's all get on the record. Will the Eagles go out of their way? And I would say have the guts to show Josh Harris on the Jumbotron Sunday during the game. James Seltzer, will they or won't they?
I don't think they will.
Rhea?
Yes, because I want them to.
Okay, you're willing it in. Devin, will they?
No.
John Rich, you're a definitive no.
There's no way.
Yeah, I think there's no way also. I'll be really shocked if they do.
Yeah, they're not.
Really shocked.
All right. I'm hoping for Petty this weekend.
I am too. You know?
Let's get that rivalry back
up. Yeah, I think we can
up.
Say all of us yeah. want it to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, John, I got the poll results. How do you think they came in?
Jeez. I feel maybe 60% think they... 40% think they'll show him.
54% think they will show him.
Mm.
I think those 54% are wrong, but we'll see. We'll see Sunday. If you're going to the game, obviously have a blast. Let's get to the sledgehammer and root hard. Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. What's up, Sledgy?
What's up, Joe? How you been, pal?
All good, man.
Are you done breaking stuff down at the Borgata?
Let me tell you something. Didn't break squat. All right? Didn't break nothing down there.
Right. you haven't clogged any toilets lately, have you?
No, that I have not. That's not
well,
been a problem
like he
lately.
Has to think about it.
Yeah,
no,
it's not good when you have to think about it.
No,
Joe.
I was trying to come up with a creative answer.
Eyes, your
no.
eyes went to the ceiling.
That
we all
was a real. You know, let me think about this for
no,
a second.
Right. Okay,
you actually did think about
full
that.
Full disclosure: I was trying to come up with a witty response and I couldn't. Sledge, you have outwitted
okay.
me.
Okay, all right.
I'm being honest.
I believe that.
Yeah.
No, I believe that.
Yeah.
Jimmy, make sure you cut that. He finally admitted that I outwitted him.
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
That's one. That's one. Okay? One 1,500,000 to one, but okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one recently, maybe. Richard Maximus, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Sledge. I'm so glad to hear you outwitting Joe. That really was cool.
Yeah, you know, and if only he would accept my challenge and beat the hammer, I'll outwit him again.
I agree. But I'm not so sure that you
sure
would
about
have
that.
Sledge, I look out for the audience
sure about
here.
That.
I look out for the audience who wants a close competition.
Yeah, I think it would be fun, but I don't think you'd win, man.
All right, Sledge, what do you got on the game, buddy? Eagles, what do you got?
So, I'm excited for the game this weekend. I mean, the only thing I'm afraid of, I don't want anybody, you know, on the team getting complacent or, you know, overthinking
they
it
won't.
And thinking, you know. Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, there's always that chance because Washington, I mean, they're lucky to get there, but I just don't want something out of the clear blue to happen and then we end up losing the game, especially with key players and key spots missing right now, not knowing if they're going to play. I mean, it's just it's a little bit of a risky situation.
Well, listen, Washington could win this game, so there is risk, but I don't think they will. All right, Sledge, give me an answer, a great third or three.
How about a triangle?
A triangle. Well,
sure. 3 points.
He's so.
It's not a third. It's not
today,
a third or a three.
No, it has
like
three
sledgy.
If he said
obscure sledgling.
If he said the corners,
the sides, yeah, the corner, whatever.
What do you mean? It's not. Yeah, like it has try in the name.
I think it's a great
triangle.
Answer.
I
mean,
think it counts.
I don't think it's great,
but I think
three
it counts.
Sides. Angles, I mean,
there are sides.
Angle. Yeah,
it is a triangle.
It is sort of like the encapsulation of what three.
Yeah.
Is physically represented as.
Mm.
What is that?
I don't like that. It's got three sides, but I don't think it's a three.
It is a three.
It makes me
like
think
it.
Of three. I see three sides.
Well, like,
it's just a shape that
the,
makes me think three.
The actual dictionary thing is three straight sides or three angles. So it's three.
All right, so an intriguing answer, clearly, because it spurred some reaction. All right, Borgata, our home base. We love being at Borgata on Fridays. Of course, we're from the studio right now, but Borgata does. It's just a phenomenal spot. Get yourself to Borgata day and night anytime you can. Time's yours coming up in 1 minute.
When you're ready to propose and buy that forever ring, trust is more important than ever, and that's why I want you to go and meet my friends at Benari Jewelers. Engagement ring shopping, it's harder and riskier than ever, so be careful. You could end up with an inferior quality ring that you paid way too much for. With lab-grown diamonds and the myriad of ring styles out there, it's easy to make a mistake. But I'm telling you, trust Benari Jewelers. At Benari, they'll show you the inside secrets of the diamond business and how to avoid costly mistakes. Benari will show you how diamonds are priced and graded on the world market. Benari will teach you why the four C's are just the beginning of what you need to look for in a diamond. All this with a price guarantee that ensures you get the value you deserve. Free service for life and a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. So don't sweat it. Benari's there to take the risk out of the process and put you at ease. Get the education, guidance, and confidence you need at Benari Jewelers. Two showrooms, Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You know what? On this beautiful football Friday, I don't got much to say other than we are going to smack the Commanders in the mouth. We are going back to the Super Bowl, and we are going to bring a trophy to Philadelphia.
Well, let me just say this. Okay. I hope you're right, but I hope it's not just the NFC Championship trophy. Because they do get a trophy this weekend if they win, but it's the one after that
you get
won.
A ring. You get a runner-up ring
runner-up
if you
ring.
Win this weekend.
But lose, yeah.
Well, Hammer, I usually root against you, but today, bang! That was the most impressive win I've heard in a while. Congratulations. Let's go, Birds!
Thank you, sir. You're very kind. You're very astute.
Probably
as well.
Too kind.
I impressed myself as well today.
Oh, yeah, Hammer!
Take the camera. Macho Man checking in to
there
let you know. I don't do any second-rate impressions. I'm my pal, the Hulkster. Maybe if you got those potatoes out of your ear, you could tell the difference. This thing, the camera, I'll tell you what these Eagles are going to come out on Sunday. Like savages! Oh, yeah! Go Birds, time's yours.
This guy, man.
Wow.
Macho Man.
The real Macho Man from the nether.
I love it.
We're going to come out like savages on Sunday.
Well done by him.
Nice!
On the Friday before the NFC Championship, there's only one thing I got to say.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's how you do. Well done, sir. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Devin, from a sideline reporting standpoint. So you, Merrill, and Mike obviously broadcast on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get nervous for the games? Do you think you'll be extra nervous given the magnitude of this game?
For sure. I don't know if nervous is even the right word to use to describe it. It's just, I think, like, as an Eagles fan, I'm always...
Afraid? Like Joe?
Anxious? No, not
afraid.
I get butterflies in my stomach. Like, these are massive games, and it's awesome and incredible to be able to cover it from the sideline. But then on top of that, I actually genuinely care
of course.
If they win or not, right, as a fan. So that just adds to it. But it's exciting, and it's really cool, and I hope they win. And I hope I get to witness it from the sideline. But, I don't know the word. Nervous, anxious, excited, all in one, I guess.
I understand. John, you've played in a couple of these, either NFC or AFC title games. Do you remember if you would be extra nervous?
I got extra nervous before the Super Bowl. This was the first game that it killed me when we lost. This was the first time I was ever devastated by the loss. The AFC Championship game, and I could not face my family afterwards. I never considered the possibility that we would actually lose. And we lost to the Baltimore Ravens at home. And I drove my truck into Tilden Park as the sun set, and I just cried.
And I couldn't
for the life of me figure out how I was going to get home and face my dad and my mom and my family and not cry.
Wow.
It was so massively cathartic, and it affected me. It had never affected me that way.
Wow.
I realized at that point, these games, these conference title games, they feel like a Super Bowl. They're not a Super Bowl, but they take it out of you the same way that a Super Bowl does. These games are massive.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal perspective. Fascinating, really. All right, James, here's my question for you. Will Debo Samuel cry like a little, I can't say the word I want to say, if the Eagles win this NFC Championship
game? I think he might, you know? I think it would certainly make him look historic. I mean, he already looks ridiculous already, you know, with all the talk.
Yep.
Remember how much he ripped Eagles for after the year after the Super Bowl? Oh, we kicked their butts on. Oh, how'd you guys do after the Super Bowl?
Yep.
You didn't make the playoffs.
I know. All right, Ray, here's my question for you. From an Eagles standpoint,
yes.
And I thought we'd have this as a poll today, but we, you know, we were all off kilter, obviously, coming back from Borgata. We never fired this poll up. From an Eagles standpoint, who would you rather see the Eagles play in the Super Bowl? Andy Mahomes and the Chiefs or the Bills with Josh Allen?
Chiefs. Yeah, I'd rather see the Chiefs.
Why? Okay, now, easier game to win or more fun storyline?
Two things. I think it's an easier, just the way they played, I know they're playing great in the playoffs.
Yep.
And I feel like the revenge factor, remember the Eagles played the Patriots once and lost to them and then epically beat him, Tom Brady.
Yeah. That's right.
So I'm going on that. The other thing is, I think the entire country would be behind the Bills if they got there.
Yeah, that's probably
true. I mean,
true.
That's been
a
good point.
Well, 100%
The underdogs. That's good.
Well, yeah, Eagles, Chiefs, Eagles, it would definitely be similar to the 2018 Eagles Patriots.
Sure.
Story.
Oh,
yeah, 100%. People are sick of them. Yeah. No, that's a good call. Yeah. All right, let's quickly turn to real fast here. We're looking just for your answer to win the gift certificate, $150 gift certificate. Best three or third, we move super fast. Steve, give me an answer.
Best number three jersey ever, Allen Iverson.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Legion of Doom, Lynn Russell, Claire Renberg.
Pretty good. I like that pivot right there.
Yeah, it's a good pivot.
All right, Jim in Belmar. Jim, what do you got?
I got a challenge for John Ritchie. I didn't plan on getting the two going on. I'm a guitar player, and I know he is, too.
Yeah, Jim, do me a favor. Let me put you on hold. You call back next week. I'm not trying to be rude. We got to get out of here and turn it over to Joe and Hugh. Call us next week, and we will get to that. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. So we had a number of players for different reasons.
I was really intrigued by whatever he was
about to
say.
I know.
He said he's going to call next week. I just spoke to
All
him.
All right, so players for different reasons. Schmitty for being a third baseman. Babe Ruth, Bryce Harper for wearing number three. Allen Iverson was said by one of us, so that didn't count. Earth as big as the third planet. I mean, the Trinity is massive, obviously. We don't normally go religion, but that's a really, really, really big
so
one.
So I liked Trinities. Earth, personally.
Thomas Jefferson is a big one as the third president. All right, what do we got here?
I'm voting Earth.
I think Earth or the Trinity.
I was going to say Bryce Harper.
All right, Rhea, what do you got?
I'm going Trinity because I'd like help from all angles.
I'm going Trinity as well today. The Trinity today takes it, so that's three votes for Trinity. All right, Dave, congrats, buddy. You win the gift certificate. Everyone, have a spectacular day. Again, thanks to everyone at Borgata. Spectacular hospitality is always being down there. Hey, enjoy Sunday. I think we will, but it will be tough and tight. But I think the Eagles pulled out. Go Birds!